Hello there, we're Jason and Tony, and this is our podcast. It's called
In Case You Missed It.
Well, if you missed it this morning, I tried to have a small intervention with Tony about his Snapchat addiction.
It's not a problem.
Now, let me say this here real quick.
Okay.
You know when around Christmas time or a kid's birthday, you would get them the toy they wanted?
Right.
And then for like the next month, they would do nothing but play with that toy. You remember as a kid, you'd get that one thing, you'd just play till you wore it out. Remember those?
Stompers.
Or Stretch Armstrongs, you'd stretch them till they quit.
Yeah, the little
arm came off.
The WWF wrestling figures.
Yes. That is currently Tony with Snapchat.
Oh, now is it just Tony over there?
How many Snapchat pictures do you take in here in the morning now? I can tell you, 6.
All right. Yeah. All right. Now, my Snapchat photo number is higher.
But how
many have you taken today?
I don't have Snapchat.
Well, no, but you use my phone, and I showed you how to put the trucker mullet on.
Yeah, because that was funny.
Well, and then Jason, looky there, started having fun.
Well.
And you now have a trucker mullet. I seen it to his wife. That's funny.
All right. I will say that those filter things are fun, but you have gotten carried away with it.
And
even on your personal Facebook page, it's every day now.
I know what got it all started, too, is the deer antlers. You can't show a man how to put deer antlers on his head and then expect him to quit. And you women can have all that frilly, make me look.
Theirs is the bunny.
Yeah.
And you can't put a bunny out there in the same way.
And they got apps on there to make you look like you're a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah. The baby version of you is the creepiest thing I've ever seen. No. The one where you look like a semi-attractive woman is the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
But you said attractive.
That was the
creepiest
thing.
Semi in front of it, but you said attractive.
We told you about air meat. I'm normally a guy who's for innovations.
I like progress.
I like all the new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it makes plenty of sense. And even sometimes the stuff that don't make sense, I'm like, well, if somebody else likes it.
Sometimes it's even convenient.
I'm against this.
Me too.
A Bay Area company claims they've made air-based meat.
Air meat.
Air Protein is the name of the company, which sounds so nasty.
Air Protein.
They announced the launch of an air-based meat substance.
Oh, my gosh.
That can be used to make burgers, chicken, turkey, or virtually any meat product you want it to be.
Air meat.
The product is a powder, consists of only elements found in the air. They blend them with water and mineral nutrients to create a meat-like substance.
Boy, that sounds fun to grill, don't it?
Hey, man, you want to come over? Yeah, sure. What are you having? Some meat-like substance. Where'd your meat-like substance come from? Dude, I got it from air.
Yeah.
Whoa, air meat? Kathleen sent in a question for Ask Tony, and here's how it went.
Thanks, Kathleen.
My upstairs neighbor absolutely hates my dog. I don't think it's just my dog. I think he hates all dogs and pets in general. But over the weekend, I came home from dinner, and outside my door was a takeout box. Inside the box was a half-eaten steak, and on top of it was a note from my neighbor, and he said, "Thought your dog might like this bone. If not, just throw it out." And then it had the guy's name on it.
Hey.
I thought it was strange for a guy who has complained about my dog to suddenly give it a bone, so I threw the bone out. Would other people accept the treats for their pets from random neighbors? Was my neighbor trying to do something nice? Or was he being shady? Well, Kathleen, here's how Tony responded.
Dear Kathleen, if you live in an apartment building, I also hate your dog, and I ain't even met it yet. If you're an old widow woman or something like that, that's different, but you're 25. But to your real question, Kathleen, if a man leaves a half-eaten steak with his name on it at your door, he thinks you're hot. Because I read the holidays every morning, and I'd sure remember leave a steak at a chick's door day.
Huh.
The guy hates animals, and gave you a pet gift? Let's see here, Kathleen. Hey, Kathleen, you reckon this could mean that men sometimes lie and act differently just to advance their own selfish and immature desires? Kathleen? I'm sorry, I can't say that. I think the guy was saying, looky here at what I ate. Don't I eat at nice places? If you hang out with me, then you get to order off the Ruth and Chris's menu, too. That's what he's saying if you were his girlfriend. I bet that's what he meant. Love, Tony.
Officer Smith Wesson stopped by to do some cracking down. Hello, I'm Captain Colonel Master Gunnery Staff Sergeant Special Forces Mason Schreiner and Bon Jovi Fan Club President Smith Wesson with this reminder. I'm cracking down on Thanksgiving 911 meal complaints. 911 is for real emergencies. Your aunt's lousy cooking is no reason to dial 911.
We went to my sister-in-law's and about 3 chews into some nearly raw turkey was when some of the kids started tossing their cookies. Before long, everybody at the table was, so I dialed 911.
Food poisoning is not a life or death emergency. A hatchet sticking out of your chest is an emergency. Cops can't run and help every citizen with an upset tummy.
And now a bottle of Pepto would fit in that holster if the cop...
Holsters are made for guns and tasers! A cop in a hostile situation cannot be effective if he's holding diarrhea medicine! How about if your sister-in-law learns to cook? How about you correctly use 911? Cops deal with suspects, not salmonella.
But now, if the cop did put...
Hey, bird boy, shut up!
Brought to you by...
Pepto in a gun holster, moron!
Brought to you by...
His parents probably did drugs, freaking Pepto!
Brought to you by... PACCPM. People Against Cops Carrying Pepto Medicine.
This is today's Word of the Day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Liar, liar, choir on fire. Liar, liar, choir on fire is what you yell out when you know that the music is really Mannheim Steamroller, but some people in robes are trying to act like it's them singing. Liar, liar, choir on fire.
That's Tony's Word of
the
Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
It's going on the Greatest Hits album.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
My mommy's turkey is always the best. People always brag on my mommy's big breast.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There was a minor wreck in Houston Sunday. No one was seriously hurt in this thing, but there was a dog in one of the cars that got loose and started running around in traffic. You may have seen some video on Facebook yesterday from this. Mm-hmm. This dog ended up about a half mile from where the crash was, and there were cars whizzing by it. Luckily, nobody hit the dog because around 20 drivers stopped their cars, blocked traffic, and helped catch it. Of course, the dog was freaked out.
You know it is.
So it wasn't, you know, come here, Poochie. It did come right to him. I mean, the dog was freaked out. There were some different videos of people stopping their cars, chasing the dog until finally somebody caught it. Apparently, it ran through some broken glass when it jumped out of the owner's car, so its paws were bleeding. But other than that, it was fine. They gave it some water and reunited it with its owner. One person who stopped to help said it was a huge team effort and everybody worked together. Another driver also said that they didn't hear a single person honk or get annoyed. Everybody just wanted to help.
That is awesome.
Man, sometimes it takes a dog to bring everybody together like that. That is really cool. To those 20 people who stopped traffic and helped catch that dog, y'all are
real good.
That does it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.